Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. You've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn. Bridge.
Welcome to House New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight is our summer market report episode with the Brooklyn broker herself, Julie Thumb. And now here's our host as always, Robert Howe.
Well, welcome everyone to House New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyear Buyer, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing. As Jason mentioned, tonight we have as our guest Julie Thumb. Julie is a licensed associate broker and realtor with RE/MAX Metro here in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. And you probably have seen, if you look for her on the internet, that she has over 118 five-star reviews on Zillow and 50 five-star reviews on Trulia. So we thought, who better than Julie to come on and talk about the state of the market this year in 2016 and also seasonal patterns, particularly in the summertime with real estate. So, Julie, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bob. Great. And actually, I'd like to tell you, I'm very proud to say that I'm up to now 100 and almost 130 five-star reviews.
Okay. Well, you have to update the information on your website. We have that slightly lower number, but I'm sure you are head over heels over 99% of the brokers in the New York City metropolitan area, and maybe even beyond that. So, Julie, we wanted to have you on first to talk about how 2016 is unfolding, and then we'll jump into any patterns that you see in this summer season. Today in Brooklyn, it's over 90 degrees. We've had some bad thunderstorms come through, hazy, hot, and humid. And how, if any, that affects the business that you and I do in real estate. So talk for a few minutes about how 2016 has unfolded, what we expected and what actually is happening.
Okay, well, we did expect it to be a pretty good year because all the forecasts were that the interest rates would still remain low and there was still a buying frenzy and there was a shortage of inventory, and the forecasts were in fact true because it still is like that. We have, very limited inventory pretty much all over Brooklyn, and the interest rates being as low as they are, and people, obviously wanting to buy, and people realizing that real estate is always a good investment because even if it goes down, it always goes back up, and it's a tangible asset. So it's something that people can really, hold on to, and people have to have somewhere to live. So it's been very good, and it's funny that you mentioned the weather because just about an hour ago, I was at one of my new properties that I have for sale in the Ditmas Park section. And while I was there, and I almost had I just had showings, but it was almost like an open house because I must have had about 20 people come through. It started to torrentially pour while we were in the house. And then some of the people actually came while it was, had a downpour. So the weather doesn't affect people. People who are really serious about buying come the summer. The seasons don't really matter in holidays as much anymore as they used to. People who want to buy, they want to buy. They come whenever they make it their business to be somewhere if they really want a property. I was only going to be there today at 4:30, and I was there yesterday at 2:30. And I'll tell you, people who said originally that they couldn't make it, they showed up, and they made it work because they knew that if they really were they're really interested and they really want to make a bid, they had to be there.
Right. So, they didn't want to have that remorse of missing it and then saying,
right,
oh, gosh, we should have, made the time to go over and look, and now it's gone and there's
right.
nothing else on the horizon.
Exactly. So they don't want to miss the opportunity.
And so you had mentioned, that 2016 has started out with a low inventory. Talk about that for a second. Why is there a low inventory? Are houses being snapped up so fast? Are sellers not putting their properties on the market? Are they waiting for more money? I mean, what's going on there?
No, it's just properties are being snapped up very, very quickly, especially the ones that are hot. Some properties are just hotter than others for different reasons, depending on the area and the type of people who are buying, the type of home that it is. So the properties go pretty quickly. So consequently, when properties go quickly, then you don't have as many on the market. So the length of time in the market has decreased dramatically over the past few years. And you'll find houses on the market, we used to see in the market 60, 90, 120 days. Now sometimes they're not even on the market a day. And an example of that house I was just mentioning that I have for sale, I just put it up for sale officially yesterday. And between yesterday and today, there were probably 30 people who saw it, and we have 10 offers.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Ditmas Park, obviously a little area, hot area with the younger folks and hip area. Some beautiful houses out in that area. And,
mm-hmm.
and how about, you were talking about interest rates. Now, it seems to me interest rates, despite all of the doom and gloom at the beginning of the year where Janet Yellen's going to raise the rates and the economy is so
right.
strong, they want to start raising the rates gradually. I closed today, 3.2. And,
right.
A few months ago it was 3.5, 3.75, and now it's 3.2. Some people are talking, depending on if you get a shorter term loan in the twos, if you get variables in the twos. What's going on with interest rates?
Interest rates are crazy. They're dramatically low. The banks are very competitive. They want the business, and they're trying to grab as much of it as they can before there is a hike, if there is going to in fact be one. There was supposed to be, and then, latest we heard now, they're not going to hike the rates. My feeling is, obviously it can't stay this way forever. It's just impossible. And any of those of us who've been in the business for many years, and you know, I've been in 29, you've been in about 35, we have seen the various markets. We have seen the ups and downs, and we know that it ebbs and flows and goes up and down. We just know it. So it's impossible for this to stay this way indefinitely. I think there will be an increase again. I don't think it's going to be crazy, but I do have a sense that we will be affected somewhat by the election. But that remains to be seen. So in the meantime, I think a lot of people are also trying to buy now, you know, before the unknown. You know, people want to just grab while they can and get something now when they're able to get it at, you know, the money is cheap. So interest rates are great, and, you know, between that and then I feel, like I said, the inventory, you know, there's just this buying frenzy, and it's definitely all over Brooklyn. It's in our area of Bay Ridge. It's in other areas of Manhattan. It's even in the outer, you know, the suburbs now, too. You know, you hear it. And, you know, like people need somewhere to live, and it's cheaper in a lot of cases to buy with a mortgage with an interest rate like 3.5% or something like that than to rent, because the rents are also high.
Right. At, you know, when you're borrowing money in the threes, it's almost like free money.
Right.
And you can borrow twice as much as when it was in six or seven or eight or nine.
Exactly.
So money is cheap. So we're talking a little bit about the buyer psychology. Jump in. The interest rates are low. Better get in now. Well, how about a seller, though? Is a seller saying, let me hold off a bit more? I can get something, I you know, if it's going up 5%, you know, maybe I can wait a little while longer. Maybe my house will jump 5 or 10% in the interim. Is that going on? Or is there also a psychology I've heard where sellers are saying, but where am I going to go? I'm going to have to,
right,
you know, if
right.
I sell a $1 million house, I have to buy a $1.5 million house to
right.
kind of upgrade if that's what I'm looking
right.
to do.
Well, sometimes that's the case. It depends on the individual situation. You know, I have people now who have their house for sale with me. They retired, and they have their house for sale with me in Diker Heights. I just listed it, actually, today. And they are going to move to a new construction house in Staten Island to be near their son, who also purchased there, whose place I also sold for him recently. And you know, they're just looking for, you know, a change in their retirement age and, you know, a different area and to be near their family. So they've been in the house 40 years. So for them, it's all profit anyway, no matter what. Anyone who's been in their house for an extended period of time, a long time, they're going to make money no matter what. So, you know, it's just a matter of how much more they'll make than what, you know, what they purchased it for, if they even have a mortgage left on. A lot of people don't even have mortgages anymore in these homes that they've owned for 30 years or 20 years or whatever it is. So it's, you know, everything that's other than the taxes that they're going to have to pay, maybe capital gains, it's all going to be profit to them. So then what they'll do is sometimes they'll just relocate to another area, you know, in the States, you know, wherever that may be, down south or whatever. Sometimes they'll go to a rental. Sometimes they'll go, like these people, to be near their son. Other times they'll, you know, if it's somebody who is selling who's not retired, of course, maybe they're looking to go to a bigger home. So every situation is really different. People move for different reasons. But I think the sellers generally are, while everybody always wants the most they can for their house, I don't find right now we're having the greed, as it might have been, that we had earlier. People now tend to be, you know, a little more reasonable, and they're selling their houses for a lot of money anyway, you know, getting huge amounts of money. So they seem to be generally happy, but they have to be motivated to move. There has to be a reason for them to sell. Somebody who's not really motivated and doesn't really and has so much time or really doesn't care, you know, they're not going to be accepting offers. It's somebody who really has a reason to go, for whatever that reason may be.
And Julie, let's step back in time, say 20 years. Let's talk about, we do want to get into this whole seasonal pattern discussion. Talk about what it was, say, 20 years ago when there was a sort of seasonal pattern. What were some of the patterns that you recall, 15, 20 years ago in terms of people's psychology and wanting to jump in or jump out of the market?
Well, 15 and 20 years ago, of course, it was a different time. You didn't have computers really that as well, maybe 15 years. You didn't have, you didn't have the internet. You didn't have the visibility the way you do now. People able to search for their homes online in their pajamas. You had to go to open houses. You had to call a broker. You had to go to someone's office. So back then, the mindset was, it's Christmas time. It's not a good time to list the house. We may not get a lot of people. It's people are shopping. It's quiet, in the summer, people go to the beach. We won't do an open house then because we're not going to get people. Now you don't have that anymore. Now if you are going to put a house on the market, it really doesn't matter when you put it up for sale because there will be buyers no matter what, and even if they can't make it on a particular day or they're away for the weekend, they've gone online already and they've seen the property by looking at it on their iPad because people get notifications also from Zillow and Trulia and all these websites. If they're actively searching for a home, they get these feeds that come to their, their phone, their email and everything. So they'll call you and they'll say, I'm interested in the house at such and such a street. Are you having any open houses or when are you showing it? Can I make an appointment? I may not be available, they may not be available that day, but they'll be available the next day or a couple of days later. But they also know that if they really want to buy and there it's a hot house, they got to grab it right away. So they could lose out if they don't get to it immediately. Years ago, that wasn't the case. Years ago, you had time. And then everybody else was also in the same position. Now, everybody's on all the time. They're on their phones, they're on their iPads, they're looking, and they're seeing. And buyers right now are knowing more about houses and getting notifications quicker than we are as real estate people because they're constantly on their phones searching, whereas we are not going to be on constantly looking for listings. We're managing our own listings. So, I find that people are very eager today, and it doesn't matter. Seasons really do not make a difference, and neither do holidays, quite frankly.
So the curve that used to exist really doesn't anymore. But I think is there still a little bit of that remnant? In other words, maybe you don't want to go out of your house in January in a foot of snow and maybe in July you do want to go to the beach unless you're a really motivated buyer. And also maybe if you're a young family, you want to kind of time your sale and your purchase so your kids get out of school
right.
in June and then you're buying so that they can get into another school in September.
Well,
some of that's still going on?
The school thing, yes, occasionally you do. I have somebody now who's purchasing a listing from me in Seagate, Brooklyn. And they're coming from, I think it's Sheepshead Bay, and their daughter is starting school September, and they were wanting to be in the house, by the time the child would start school. So, you do get that, yes, with the younger families, unless the kids are going to stay in the same school, because oftentimes, Bob, we sell a house to somebody, and even though they may be moving maybe a mile away or whatever it is, they might keep their child in the same school. So if they do, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. If they're situating the child in a new school in the area where they're purchasing the home, that may affect, that would affect them. So, you do get a little bit of that. I don't find I get that much of it because I sell houses also and homes out to people also, of course, without children. We sell to all kinds of people.
Right.
But the people with kids, occasionally we do have that as a factor.
And Julie, there's been such an interest in Brooklyn over the last 5 years or more. there is an awful lot of building going on, although not in areas, the older established areas, the one and the two family areas, Bay Ridge, Diker, Bensonhurst. But other areas, say the 4th Avenue corridor and downtown Brooklyn with those crazy skyscrapers. Is that having an effect on the market? Is there going to be a glut? Because, I mean, how many condos can come on a market and be absorbed? You know, I mean, maybe they all can be for all we know. What are you hearing about that sort of situation?
Well, I normally, you know, I haven't been selling in those areas and those condos personally at this time. But yes, there is a lot of building going on, but it seems that there is also a lot of demand. And from what I'm hearing is that a lot of these buildings are going up there, you know, that people are just, there's like a buying frenzy there too. And there's like a waiting list and people are running right away to find places in these new buildings. And a lot of the people that are coming there, you know, they're from, sometimes they're transplants. A lot of people are from, you know, Manhattan, where they can't afford Manhattan anymore, or they don't want to be in Manhattan anymore, and they're coming to the outer boroughs, you know. You also have people who are renting down there and have wanted to buy something. And I'll tell you, there is money, because despite what they have said about the economy in the past, or people, you know, the jobs or whatever, the economy seems to have been, like you said, in the States, has been better. And there is money. People have the means to purchase, and these are very expensive residences, these apartments in, you know, the lower northern end of Brooklyn, very costly, with a lot of high-end amenities and you know, places that you never would have thought 20 years ago that they would have even popped up, you know, Atlantic Avenue and, you know, in Fort Greene and places like that, which were really not very attractive. Now, it's just amazing. And there are oftentimes waiting lists for these places. You people are clamoring at the door. They have open houses. There's so many people lined up to go in. This is what my understanding is. I myself have not experienced it personally because I don't have buyers in that market. And I generally have not sold down there, but some of the other brokers, like, you know, the Corcorans and Halsteads and those people who are in that end of Brooklyn, they generally tend to be representing the builders there and a lot of the purchasers.
Correct.
So they're having quite a buying frenzy down there.
So, Julie, we have only a few minutes left. Why don't you give us your predictions for the rest of 2016? Inventory, demand, the interest rates, psychologies. Give us your forecast for the last 6 months of 2016.
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, because if I did, I'd have the winning lottery numbers too.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to say it, you know, definitively. But right now, I see everything remaining very strong. I do have a little bit of a concern about the election, thinking that that might change things. But I'd say until November, I think we're going to be pretty solid with, you know, interest rates remaining the way they are, with the buying, you know, the interest in buying, you know, still being very high, you know, people selling and getting, you know, these crazy prices. So I see things remaining that way, at least through, you know, like the middle of the fourth quarter. After, you know, November 7th or November 4th, I remember, election day, there could be a change. You know, there could be. My feeling is, just having been in the business for so many years like you and seeing the changes in the market and the ups and the downs, I think it's inevitable that there is going to be some kind of change at some point in time. Sooner, later, I don't know. But I think that the time where it might happen would be after the election. So it remains to be seen, but right now we're all kind of riding the wave, and business is great. My business is wonderful, thank God. And, you know, we're just going to keep working hard and selling as much as we can.
Well, good, Julianne. As you say, we're riding the wave. We're in a good period. So for our listeners, if you're a buyer, get in there and buy. If you're a seller, get in there and sell. And if you want to use Julie's expertise, you can find her all over the web. So we thank you, Julie, for giving us your thoughts on 2016 and whether or not there are any seasonal variations left in the market. And I think we concluded that they've been minimized because the market is hot, hot, hot. Maybe years to come when the market forces change, interest rates change, prices rise or drop, demand, inventory changes, maybe some seasonality will come back. But right now it's a hot market, and people don't care if it's 90 degrees and thunderstorming like today, or there's a foot of snow on the ground.
Exactly. Thank you for having me, Bob, by the way. I do appreciate it.
Well, you know, we always love having you on the show, and thank you for sharing your experience and expertise. And maybe we'll see you at the end of 2016 to see if you found your crystal ball.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you. Well, this was our guest, Julie Thumb. Julie is a licensed associate broker and realtor at RE/MAX Metro. And we talked about 2016 so far, what she thinks may happen in the balance of 2016, and whether or not there are any seasonal adjustments in buying or selling homes. This concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Julie Thumb, for sharing her insights with us. This is House New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people, wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge.